Greetings to you again in Jesus' name, and God bless you today and every day as you look to him for your salvation, your strength, and your joy. And may God bless you as you are seeking him and his kingdom. I would like to conclude with messages that I've been sharing with a psalm. It's a psalm of praise. It's Psalm 100. It's a very, very popular song, and I'm sure that you, somewhere along the line, have heard at least portions of this psalm. But I encourage you to see the heart of David here. I don't know that David wrote this, but I think maybe he did. Doesn't really matter. As I said before, this is the Word of God. And it doesn't matter the author necessarily. But we do see something in David, the king of Israel, that was very special. He had a heart that was very bent towards God. And I'd like to encourage us that we also can have that same heart. I'm going to just read this psalm and just talk a little bit about it, and then I'd like you just to meditate on it. Let God do the work that he wants to do using his word. He has good things in store for us. And we meditate on his word. He does the very thing that he wants to do. He doesn't let his word return to him empty, but he allows his word to do the very work in us that he's desirous to do. And that's exciting to me because I don't have to pump this up. I don't have to try to sugarcoat anything or make it look nice or sound nice. To share the word of God is very powerful. Take it as a great privilege to be able to do this. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. That's the first two verses there. And I'd like to just, I'd like to ask you a question. I'd like you to ask yourself this question. Do you ever come before the presence of God with singing? Singing is an amazing thing. You know, if you look at even people that are totally in the world that don't acknowledge God, when they are happy about something, if something has gone very well for them, things are looking good for them somehow, guess what they start to do? Many times they'll start to express in song. They'll sing a song. And maybe it's more prevalent in some than others, but you find somebody that is totally feeling happy and energized because something happened to them, and I don't know, it could be a number of things, they'll begin to sing. A lot of people will begin to sing. I know that those that are in the crowd of drunkenness and all the things that come with that, when I've seen people, after they become drunk, they start to become merry in their heart. It's a temporary thing. It's very temporary. But I've seen it. I've watched it happen. People begin to get intoxicated. They get drunk. And guess what they do? Many, many, many times, they sing. And that one is a delusion. And we don't. That's not my point today. But I'm just saying when the heart is merry, many times a song follows. Not always, but many times. And so here, we're being encouraged to make a joyful noise unto the Lord and to serve the Lord with gladness of heart. It's that gladness that comes within and come before his presence with singing. If you've not really experienced that, I would encourage you to learn a song that is a song of praise to God. And go out and sing it to God. Not with anybody else, but you and God. And sing it before the Lord. You might think it's a little silly. And you might feel awkward at first. But try it. Just sing a song to the Lord. It's an expression of the heart. And that's what we're hearing here in verse 2 here. And verse 1 as well. They tie together. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. we have good reason to rejoice that God has done very wondrous things for us, and we are his sheep. He's our shepherd. And it gives us the desire and ability to come before his presence with singing and thanksgiving overflowing from our hearts. I'm reminded of a story of a king of Israel. And this king was a good king. Israel didn't have a whole lot of good kings, but the kingdom of Judah, the southern kingdom, they had a few good kings, a few kings that really were seeking the heart of God. The northern kingdom, Israel, they had none, zero good king, none that followed after God. It's astonishing. But anyways, there's a king named Jehoshaphat, and you've probably heard me talk about him before. He was an amazing king. And you know that at one time there was armies that came against him in Judah. And they were going to destroy him, and he took that before the Lord. And he decided to obey God rather than to try to muster up an army and to fight. He sent out his singers in the very front of the battle. He sent out singers. And they began to praise God. And the enemy was totally routed and defeated. God fought the battle for them. There's something about singing and praising God that defeats our enemy, which ultimately is the devil and all the demons. They're defeated. When a heart rejoices and gives praise to God, it does amazing things. And we can do that. Yeah, especially based on this verse 3 here, we know that the Lord is God, and he has made us. He made us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Then verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Give God thanks. There's something today that you can thank God for. Do it. Do it today. Give God thanks, and you'll see your whole countenance and your attitude towards life will change. So it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. This is a real key to coming out of depression, coming out of just a mundane kind of an attitude in life. Sometimes we conquer and accomplish some great thing, and there's some failure, some emptiness that follows. It's like, well, that was good, but it didn't really bring me any joy. I don't know if you can relate to that, but a lot of times our accomplishments are met with letdown afterwards. And it's because they're temporal things. They don't satisfy. But if you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, now this starts to lift up a man, and not in a bad way, but his countenance, and into his courts with praise. If you praise God, it is amazing what kind of battles are won in that realm. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. There's power in these scriptures here. I hope you can see that, and I hope that you will give place to it in your life. Verse 5, it's the last verse of Psalm 100. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We have lots to be thankful for. We have a lot to be able to express to God with a heart of thanksgiving. And I just encourage you today, give God thanks. Come into his presence with a grateful heart and with thanksgiving. And come into his courts with praise. Bless his name. I can guarantee you that if you do this with a right attitude, God will change your life. He will change my life. And when we find ourselves discouraged, push the pause button for a little bit and say, hold it. I'm just going to go and give thanks to my God. And you know what? He will give us a new joy. A renewed joy and hope and thanksgiving. It will overflow and abound. I am convinced of this, even though I'm slow to put it into practice. Each time that I've done this, there's been victory. there's been blessing, and there's been a peace and a joy that can't be bought or sold. If you want that, I'll encourage you, here's a good place to start. There's a lot of practical applications in God's Word, because He is God. He knows us. He knows what we need. Here, I believe, is one. And I would just encourage you to try it. Even if you're a little doubtful about this, try it. You've got a chance to change your heart and your countenance. Come into His presence with singing. And enter into His courts with praise and be thankful to Him and bless His name. You will never be sorry you did. And I hope that this will be encouragement for you and inspiration from the Holy Word of God. May God bless you.